Hey, what's up? This is Leo for Actualize.org, and this is a quick self-help segment where in about 10 minutes or less, I'm going to tell you how to become successful. So this is a big topic to bite off, and in fact, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. This is why I created my website, Actualize.org, is to really understand the psychology of success. And that is such a deep rabbit hole to go down. I literally have hundreds of ideas on this. So here in this quick little segment, I'm just going to give you some of the basics, some of the fundamentals, maybe some of the practical things that you can do. And actually, I'm actually going to reference Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has a great video on this where he talks about his six principles for success. So I'm going to reference a little bit of that and throw in some of my ideas. So his six principles of success, all right? I'm going to just list them out. 1, trust yourself. 2, break the rules. 3, don't fear failure. 4, don't listen to the naysayers. 5, work your butt off. And 6, give back. So let's cover some of these and some other ideas. So first of all, trust yourself. I think here what he's saying is that you have to really understand yourself. You have to understand what you want out of life. What do you really value? What do you find meaningful? What are you passionate about? You have to align your passion with your work, because if those two are not aligned, you will not be successful. I guarantee it, you will not be successful. And even if you are, it's going to be a very shallow kind of success. So you got to do a little bit of self-exploration. That means go out and try some stuff. If you're still early in your life and you haven't had a lot of jobs, go out and experiment and just see what resonates with you, because you don't even know what you like yet. If you're a little bit older, you've probably already had a little bit of that experience, so you're more cognizant of what you like and what you don't like. You have more stipulations. So you have to go and sit down and really write this out and be very methodical and strategic about what you want. You have to get clear about your values. You have to get clear about your top 5 feelings. You have to get clear about your life purpose, and all these topics I cover really, really in depth in on actualize.org with other videos. So you might want to check those out. But knowing yourself is very, very important. Otherwise, your work is just not going to be aligned. The next thing is, I would say, the hard work. Hard work is really, really important. To be successful and to be at the top, like 10% of the population in terms of success, all those people work their ass off. You're not going to be successful without hard work. And the reason mostly is not even that you have to go out there and build a giant empire, or you have to amass amount of money or work long hours. It's not even so much about that. It's that you need to develop yourself. Because success is not so much an outer world state as an inner world state. And that might sound kind of hokey and new age, but it's very, very true. Success is grounded within you. You're not going to be able to maintain any sort of level of success if you do not have the psychology to really follow principles, to know how to maintain success, to think strategically, to think long term, to delay gratification, to resist addictions. All of these factors come into play. So really, for me, success is grounded in self-mastery. It's understanding yourself and then building on that, building disciplines, building successful habits, which then move you towards where you want to be going. The next point is that I think you got to really choose a career path for yourself. What is it that you're going to be mastering? I tell everybody to create a personal mission statement. And on that mission statement, one of the things that I instruct everybody to do, all of my clients and all my listeners, all my viewers, is that they need to pick one thing that they're going to be mastering over the next 10 years that they're going to be totally committed to. So what is that thing for you? You know, are you like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you want to be the world's best bodybuilder? Do you want to be the best computer programmer? Do you want to be a highly paid movie star? What do you want to be doing with your life? Do you want to be an athlete? There's all these infinite possibilities. You have to pick something and really commit to it, and commit to it and like burn all your bridges so that you can't go back, so that there's only going forward, and that no matter what obstacles are on your way, you're still going to keep going. Because I guarantee you there's going to be obstacles. And the biggest problem with people not being successful is that they dabble too much. George Leonard talks about this in his brilliant book, Mastery, which you must read if you want to become successful in life. And I cover that in other videos as well. I have videos on it that cover in-depth reviews. But you should also check out the book itself. Is that most people are dabblers. That means that they do a little bit here, they do a little bit there, they try this, they try that, and they're all over the place. They don't have focus. They're not committed to anything. And with that kind of mindset, you cannot be successful. You have to put your time in. Success is a slow cooking recipe. It's like a stew, right? It's not a quick little stir fry. It's a stew. It has to marinate. And that marination process, it doesn't take a year. It doesn't take 2 years. It takes more like 10 years or 20 years. We're talking about decades. So go into something with that kind of mindset. And you can already sense that if you're going to be putting 10 to 20 years into something, you have to know that what you're putting it into is going to be something that's going to be aligned with your values. It's going to be something that you find passion in, something that you find really meaningful, something that you find rewarding, something you find interest in, something that's fascinating to you and you're curious about. So what is that for you? If you don't know what that is, you want to go out there and explore, maybe do some brainstorming, do some journaling about it, start looking into that, start finding that out. You're probably also going to want to go and find out what your major strengths are by taking the strength survey at authentichappiness.com. It's a free survey. From Martin Seligman. He's the founder of the Positive Psychology Movement. And there, if you take that survey, it'll give you your top five strengths out of a list of 24. And those strengths should strongly guide you in the direction of where you want your career path to go. And so you'll have to think about that. The other thing I would say is figure out exactly what you don't want. Because sometimes we know what we want, but we don't think about what we don't want. And part of that, for example, is people pursuing a career very rigorously. Like maybe somebody wants to become a doctor or a lawyer, or they want to become a CEO or whatever professionally, but then they don't think about the lifestyle that comes with that. So it's very important to both think about your career and your lifestyle simultaneously and to see how those two are going to meet together and how they're going to dovetail. You want them to dovetail well. For example, do you want to do a lot of traveling? Do you want to be living in different countries around the world? How important is money to you? How important is financial independence to you? How important is creative autonomy to you? How important is it that your job has a lot of creativity? How important is it that your job is you sitting in a cubicle all by yourself and being able to focus and concentrate? Or maybe you're the type of person that really finds it interesting to be talking with people all the time and you can't stand sitting in a cubicle and you need to be in a very social environment. Or maybe you can't even stand to be in a social environment in an office. You want to be outside the office. You want to be working in the outdoors. Like, you got to take all these factors into consideration and write down a list of the things that you know you absolutely don't want. So maybe you don't want to be working for somebody else. That's important. That's something I had to find out the hard way by going and working for somebody, only to realize that I cannot work for other people. I'm too creative. I'm too excited about getting my own ideas out to be implementing somebody else's ideas. So for me, that meant that my only real route was entrepreneurship, starting my own business, working for myself, being self-employed. So that was a big shift I had to make, and I lost some time and some opportunities by not having realized that earlier. But sometimes you got to make those mistakes to really understand it, or you can't just understand that in the abstract. So you got to go out there and experiment and try this stuff around. So success will come to you, really, if you hit all these points. You're working hard, you know yourself, you're aligned with your life purpose, you know what that is, and you've chosen a path of mastery. That means that you're going to be very committed to it for years and decades. It's going to be hard to be a failure when you've got all those elements in place. And the last element that I'm going to talk about, really, is this element of self-mastery. I think that's what ties it all together. Because if you've got all those these other points, but you don't have a really mastery of your own emotions and mastery of your own psychology, then what's going to happen is that you're going to have problems that are going to creep up. You're going to hit obstacles. You're going to have points where you're going to think about failing. You're going to have points about where you're going to be feeling like you're not achieving as much as you want to be. You're going to have points where maybe you have a major setback in your business or in your career. You get fired. You get laid off, something like that. You need to be able to deal with those. And you need to have awareness and control over your emotions, which is what I call self-mastery. And that's a topic that's really deeply passionate about, that I cover very deeply in other topics on actualize.org that you'll probably want to check out in other videos. But I think you got to commit to that as well. Because if you're committed to that, then you're committed to really understanding your own psychology, and you're committed to mastering yourself. Well, from that flows everything else. From that flows your your career. From that will also flow your relationships. From that will flow your money management abilities and your fitness and your ability to do everything in life. That's just such a critical component. And I think the other last element, kind of the cherry on top of it all, is that successful people study success. They study other successful people because success leaves clues. And you can see that other successful people are doing something different than normal people are doing. And one of the things they do differently is that they interact with other successful people and they learn from them. And they buy books and they attend seminars and they're always learning. So you gotta keep your mind open. Always be committed to learning. Be curious about everything. And above everything, study personal development because you're gonna learn what the psychology of success is when you read books every once in a while and you attend a seminar once a year and you mastermind with other successful people. You're gonna see the commonalities and their success is gonna rub off on you. Not in the sense that they're gonna give you money or fame or something like that, but I mean their mindsets are gonna rub off on you. And then you're gonna use those in your own unique way to go out there and create the kind of success that you want in your career and in your business, wherever that takes you, whatever your path is. And then, of course, as Arnold Schwarzenegger says, give back, right? Success should not be about accumulating a bunch of money or getting prestige or fame. Success should be about you doing something positive for the world. And to be successful, you need to be aligned with value giving. You cannot be a value leech and be successful in the long run. I see people making this mistake. You need to be a value provider. And you need to see that you're not just providing value as in giving charity. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you need to provide value in a way where people are getting a lot more from you than you're charging them. And then when that is happening, then people want to be associated with you. They want to interact with you. They want to hire you. They want to do business with you. They want to become your clients. And through that process, you cannot fail to get success. The fact is, though, that handling all those points that I just mentioned, even though it's simple, it can be challenging, especially staying on track with that. So to help you do that, that's why I create resources on actualize.org. So I'm going to wrap up this video here. Go ahead, post your comments. Share it, like it, but more importantly, if you're really committed to success, I highly encourage you to go to actualize.org, check out our other advanced free videos, some of our courses there, and sign up to the newsletter so that you can be immersed in this theory of success, because I cover psychology of success in pretty much every single video that I shoot. The more you learn it, the more you immerse yourself in it, whether for me or for somebody else, I don't care, the more successful you're likely to be, the more you're likely to stay on track with success. Because it's all about how long you're able to stay on course. Success is not a sprint, it's a marathon. All right, this is Leo signing off.